I'm happy to take your questions now. You can ask anything you want on any subject. Yes, ma'am.
Ann Coulter, you may have heard of her, has called the Democrats godless. And how can you go about changing that and let people know that we are also people of faith?
I think, first of all, it's the great myth in America today. And what the Republicans, or at least some of the Republicans, I can't say this of everybody, but some of the Republicans have done, is they've used faith as a wedge divider, as a way to divide Americans. And faith should be the basis for bringing people together, not dividing us. And there's so, you know, for example, I spoke earlier about poverty. You look in the Bible for how many references there are to taking care of the least among us, compared to how many references there are to gay issues or abortion. You take out every reference to taking care of the poor, and you don't have a lot of Bible left. And somehow that gets left behind. Oh, let me be really clear about this. My faith is enormously important to me. I did talk about it a little bit in the debate the other night. And I was one of the co-chairs of the Senate prayer breakfast, and it plays a huge role in my life. It's one of the ways that I have been able to survive some of the personal tragedies that we've had in my life. But I will say, I don't think it's my job, either as a presidential candidate or as president of the United States, to impose my faith [S2] Absolutely. [S1] On the country.